You're listening to Talking Baseball with Ed Randall, presented by MLB.com. He's Ed Randall. He's talking baseball. What more do you need?
Hi, everybody. I'm Ed Randall, Big Ed and Nora's baby boy, and welcome back to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball. Steroids and its abuse remains a critical issue, and nobody is more familiar with it under the most unfortunate of circumstances than our guest, Don Hooten, who's the president of the Taylor Hooten Foundation. Thank you so much for joining me. Always great being with you. Out of tragedy has been born this initiative. For those who may not be familiar, and I hate to ask you to recount these tragic circumstances, but it's necessary for our conversation.
Thanks, Ed. It's always great being with you. We came to this cause not by a pleasant path. Our youngest son, Taylor, at 16 years old, high school baseball player, began using anabolic steroids to get bigger, just like half of the teammates on his team were doing. I mean, that's unbelievable, but it's true. And he began using anabolic steroids, and 7 months later, he died. And that caused us to recognize two things. First, we were shocked to learn that as many children are using these drugs as are, and the problem's gotten worse since we lost Taylor. And second, we had no idea how dangerous these drugs can be, and always damaging, sometimes fatal, and that was what happened with us.
Did you know he was using? Was there any change in his attitudes and his personality?
Well, in hindsight, which is always 20/20, he was showing all of the signs of steroid use. He put on 30 pounds of weight in 90 days, acne on the back. I could go down the list. But what we really noticed were the behavior changes. Caused us to see several doctors, finally a psychiatrist, and it took the psychiatrist 6 visits to figure out what was causing his behavioral changes, and it was the use of anabolic steroids. And 6 weeks after admitting it, he wound up committing suicide.
There is nothing worse in life than burying a child.
I can't imagine anything any worse. People tell me all the time, say, Mr. Hooten, I can't imagine how tragic it was or how hard it was. And my only honest answer is I can't either.
In your grief, which will be unending, but in your immediate grief, at what point in time did you decide, I'm going to take an initiative here and try and educate the world and save others from a fate that has befallen me?
Ed, as hard as it is to believe, and I'm not sure I really remember this, but one of our church leaders, our Sunday school teacher in the Baptist church, remembers me standing on the porch of at the funeral home the night of his wake, making the statement that we've got to speak out about this. Somebody's got to tell the general public what's going on. And I gave my first talk on the subject at Taylor's high school 6 weeks after he died. I look back, I can't believe that's how quickly it came.
And
how we got through it. And this has been part of how we got through it, was speaking out about it.
So you formed this foundation dedicated to the proposition of
raising awareness about the problem, letting the general public know, because if the fans around the teams that we grew up with didn't know, I knew very few others knew about it, and also educating kids about the dangers of these drugs, because nobody's talking to these children about why they shouldn't be using this family of drugs. Nobody.
And you say children. How young have you discovered children using steroids?
Well, the statistic is that the median age for kids starting to use these drugs is 15 years old. We've heard stories of kids as young as 11, 12, 13 years old, and as hard as it is to believe, and thank goodness it's the exception to the rule, but we've heard examples of parents, dads, that are giving their kids anabolic steroids in order to compete in youth athletics. Now, there are people listening to us right now that won't believe that. It's shocking, but it's true.
Over this country, how many children have used steroids or may be using steroids currently?
Oh, the most recent numbers come to us from the Partnership for Drug-Free Kids. The most recent number is 7%. Now, that's not 7% of athletes. That's 7% of the high school student population. That's boys and girls, athletes and non-athletes. So I would just challenge your listeners, think about your local high school. And where I come from, typical high school is about 2,000 kids. That means 7 times 2,000, that's about 140 children walking the hallways today in a school that if we ask the local athletic director or the school principal or superintendent how many kids are doing it, the answer would be it's not going on in our school. Well, it's going on somewhere, and it's going on in your child's school whether you choose to believe it or not. Wake up.
They're in denial.
We're all in denial. We were in denial. The American public wants to think of this as a professional athlete problem or an Olympian problem. That's what it used to be. Today, it's a high school social problem with our kids, and we'd better wake up. And that's what we're trying to do.
Ed Randall with Don Hooten, the president of the Taylor Hooten Foundation, as we talk about his life-saving mission with regard to the use of steroids. And this is not just, I think in most people's minds, Don, they think of boys using this, but it's not just boys.
No, the girls are using them too. And the first thought is, well, girls don't want to get bigger and look all at these pumped up muscles. Well, some of them do. But the primary reason the girls are using is to get that six pack in their abs, is what they tell us. It's for body image. It's to look better. And which is why the problems become so pervasive. It's not just athletes anymore, because even the little boys, the younger guys figure, well, if the girls are interested in the boys that are on the football team or on the baseball team or the soccer field that have developed that athletic look, if that's what, you know, the others are interested in, well, guess what? I'm going to do what it takes to look better. And they're turning to drugs like anabolic steroids or human growth hormone to make them look more athletic, even though they're not interested in competing on the athletic field at all.
With so many people in denial about steroid use, what it has been like for you to educate teachers and coaches about the evils of steroids?
Well, we typically have difficulty or challenges in getting the appointment, for lack of a better word, to go into the schools. But once we come into the schools or into any of the meetings, we've talked to over 1 million children around the country about the problem. Once we get there and people hear our program, we get nothing but rave reviews. I mean, standing ovations and wonderful testimonials about how impactful our message is. But we've got to get through that initial barrier, because as you commented a moment ago, there's a denial. Nobody wants to believe their child or people in their school would be doing this. That, just like us, we're no different. I'm not separating, you know, that's tragically looking back, that's what happened to us. We missed it and just had no concept that my child could be at risk for these type of drugs.
MLB prides itself on the fact that they have the most vigorous testing program with regard to the use of performance-enhancing drugs of all of the major sports. Has that at all had an impact on what we perceive to be the lessening of use of steroids throughout professional baseball? Has that affected you? Has that had a positive impact?
Absolutely it has. You know, at Major League Baseball, I'm so proud of the work that Commissioner Sealing and now Commissioner Manfred are doing in this area. They are serious about ridding the sport of this, but I'm even more proud of the responsible steps they've taken through working with groups like us to reach the kids, to start dealing with the problem before they get to Major League Baseball sport. And we're out here at spring training this week, working with all the teams. We now have representatives from every major league team that participate in partnership with us. They act as role models to step forward as spokesmen, to deliver a message to kids that it's using drugs is not necessary to make it to the very top of sports. And the good news is there are a lot of big time ball players.
Stars,
absolute stars, playing on the field today that did it the right way and are proud to stand up and tell people they did it the right way and to send a message to kids that you can make it to the top of sport by playing clean and working hard and eating proper diets. And that sounds kind of elementary, but it's true, and it's important that we deliver that kind of message to kids, and MLB is making that possible.
And you've had, unfortunately, some hiccups along the way with an association with Alex Rodriguez, which turned out to be, unfortunately, disastrous for the Houghton Foundation.
Well, yeah, that's one of the bumps in the road, and that's been part of the challenge with dealing with performance-enhancing drugs, whether it's Lance Armstrong or... I won't go through the cavalcade of stars that have gotten...
But Alex had pledged his support to your organization to help rid sports of drugs, and then again got caught up in his suspension.
Yeah, so we, you know, I traveled the country with Alex, wonderful guy. I really enjoyed, you know, friendship with him and getting to work with him. But when he got caught the second time, we had to terminate our relationship with him because we can't be, you know, I would hope it goes without saying, we can't be...
Guilt by association.
Yeah, exactly.
And so born out of that, though, now is a representative on each of the 30 teams.
Yeah, what we did, we worked with Major League Baseball and said we really can't become the rehabilitation place for those that have tested positive. Rather, let's find the good guys in the game that have always done it the right way and have them step forward and help us. And originally, our original goal was to find 5 or 6 guys in baseball. We now have 30 representing all 30 major league teams, and it's like some of the guys in the commissioner's office said, Hooch, you didn't just get ball players, you got the best ball players in sport that are. And today, for example, we're at the Dodgers training camp. We're, you know, looking to meet with Clayton Kershaw, who is our representative here. They're playing the Kansas City Royals, and our representative there is Alex Gordon, and need I say more, we've got the best guys on both teams that are working with us, and we're proud of it.
As you should be, but in our remaining moments, it must be stunning to you that the use of steroids continues unabated.
With the kids, you know, we can debate whether or not there's still any residuals going on in baseball. We certainly think it's going on in some of the other sports, but our focus is the children. And the problem's getting worse. It's not getting better. And we're working on this front to try to stem the problem, as well as working with the federal government and others to try to deliver the message in the schools to educate these kids. But Ed, it still remains a challenge.
Is it easier than when you began?
In some ways it's easier, in some places it's harder, because it's so difficult for me to understand now why in some quarters with children there's still resistance. I think some of the bastions are loath to have us in, because if you have the Houghton Foundation in to talk to the kids, it's like admitting we have a steroid problem. And, well, do you wait until you have a heroin problem or a coke problem or a marijuana problem to talk with the kids? How about a little prevention, guys? So it's difficult to deal with that sometimes.
Or, God forbid, a Taylor Houghton problem.
Exactly. And we've had kids. We talked to families on too regular a basis that have lost their kids to this one, but everybody wants to believe that was an isolated child somewhere. And I wish it were too, but it's not.
What's your message to parents and to people listening to this broadcast?
Wake up and realize that this problem is real, and that it's that your child, if they haven't been exposed to these drugs, they will. And it's not something that's talked openly about. It's kept very, very much in the secret shadows of their social groups. Be open. Visit our website, taylorhooton.org. Go on the internet and read about these drugs. They're very dangerous. Their use is prevalent. Talk to your kids about this, the whole concept of performance-enhancing drugs, because nobody else is.
You are to be commended for your great life-saving work, and it is life-saving work.
Thank you, Ed Randall. It's always good to see you, bud, and thanks for having me on.
So that'll do it for us on MLB.com. If you're listening on the move, thanks for the ride, and thanks for listening to Ed Randall's Talking Baseball.